Time to find out what our weekend is going to look like. I don't mean the weather, I mean with events, and the gentleman that's got us all up to date is Lindsay Carr. Good morning, Lindsay.
Yes, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm very well. All the better for seeing you this morning. The other Mr. Excitement, like I said earlier. Well, you've bought plenty of exciting events, and we're going an event that will just have my attention straight away. Plenty of great 50s and 60s rock and roll tonight.
Yes, that's right, at the Warners Bay Foreshore. It's the last for the time being of the free outdoor concerts under the heading Music in the Podium. And it's local trio Jumpin' Jukebox, which specialises in 50s and 60s rock and roll and sometimes an Elvis tribute, as well as the classic hits of performers such as Tom Jones, Elton John and Buddy Holly.
Do you think their name gives them away, Jukebox?
Oh, I think so, yes. I think so too, yes. Yeah. In my word. Yeah, so that should be okay.
It will be lots of... Always a great evening down there at the Foreshore, I must say.
And this is the last until... The last of the concerts
later
until
in the year.
Later in the year. That's right, yes. Tomorrow night, the Civic Theatre has the World of Musicals. It's an international cast presenting big production numbers from 20 popular musicals, including Jersey Boys, Chicago, Phantom of the Opera, and Mamma Mia. And for this Australian tour, they've also included some Peter Allen songs from The Boy from Oz. So it's on tomorrow night, the World of Musicals, at the Civic Theatre, and then it's on Monday night at the Cessnock Performing Arts Centre.
Okay, and Anzac Day, it's kind of just around the corner, but the spirit of Anzac is visiting Newcastle, Lindsay.
Yes, it's on now at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre, a travelling display highlighting Australia's involvement in the First World War, featuring artefacts from the Australian War Memorial and enhanced with special effects, films and audio guides. Now, it is a free exhibition, but bookings are recommended, and there have been several thousand already who have booked in, so it should be quite an important exhibition. And then National Youth Week.
It's bigger than Newcastle, Lindsay.
It's nationwide. It is. I turn the page there. You see, that's what it was. National Youth Week begins today, and there are lots of things to do, lots of things. But on Sunday in Islington Park, it's a family day as part of the Hunter's contribution to National Youth Week. There's an early morning clean-up at Throsby Creek. You can have your say about the future management of the creek. It involves nature walks, a display of historic photos, and there'll be food available. So if you'd like to go along to Islington Park for National Youth Week, or part thereof, on Sunday, you'll have a good time, I'm sure.
And we started in Warners Bay. We're going back to Warners Bay for Sunday.
Back to Warners Bay, yes, for the Art Bazaar. This is the first Art Bazaar, in fact, to be held at Warners Bay, a showcase market for more than 100 Hunter Valley artists and designers. It includes displays of spinning and weaving, handcrafted porcelain, and an exhibit from Newcastle Society of Artists. Among many other things, Art Bazaar this Sunday, Warner Park at Warners Bay.
I know we say this in these type of segments all the time, but there really is something for everybody this weekend, isn't there?
Yes, a nice little variety there, I think, yes. In my word.
And you did well considering your voice is a little
bit... Yes, it's a bit wonky today. Sometimes I've been up high, then I've been really down really low, so it's a little bit strange, but yeah. I'm sorry about that, yeah. It all adds to the Mr. Excitement tag, doesn't it?
It does.
You think so?
It does. That is Mr. Excitement around here, Lindsay Carr. We'll talk to you next week, mate. Have a good one.
Thank you, Mark.
To a new RFM.